For months, Governor Doyle has been criticizing Mark Green's more conservative approach to using stem cells in the fight against certain medical problems. Now the Doyle campaign has brought a group of women to a home in a wealthy Milwaukee suburb to show that some Republicans are deserting Green because of his take on stem cells. Patty Rasich has had multiple sclerosis for 18 years. She says stem cell research can help develop a cure for MS and other diseases. And she says she'll take her view to the ballot box in November.
I am a Republican, but I feel that this issue, stem cell research, is so vital to the state of Wisconsin as well as the nation in general that I will vote for Governor Doyle because of his stand on stem cell research.
Rasich says she might change her mind if Green would sign a pledge drafted by the Doyle campaign. The 8-point vow includes putting science above politics when it comes to stem cell research and opposing legislation that would restrict or criminalize stem cell work, including that done with the more controversial embryonic stem cells. Green campaign press secretary Luke Punzenberger says the Green Bay congressman only has one problem with the pledge.
Mark Green is a big supporter of stem cell research, and he would be very, very happy to sign the pledge if it didn't express support for cloning, which is something that he just doesn't support.
Punzenberger claims an item on the pledge backing somatic cell nuclear transfer amounts to support for cloning. Supporters of the transfer, popularly known as therapeutic cloning, say the cells are not implanted into a womb and couldn't develop into a human. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.